So for those who really have no idea what the STEAM initiative is, can you give an overview of the project? What is STEAM?
At West Virginia Public Broadcasting, we're taking STEM, which is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math, and adding arts to build STEAM in our communities and classrooms. And a lot of people are doing this. You know, we're not the only ones catching on to this idea. We think adding the arts is an important distinction. And you'll hear a lot of STEAM professionals talk about how important creativity and critical thinking are when they're coming up with outside-the-box solutions or innovations in their STEM fields. That kind of thinking is really what an art education hopefully unlocks in the mind. So overall, STEAM is really just a more interdisciplinary approach to learning.
The idea for our STEAM initiative was largely the result of a collaboration between West Virginia Public Broadcasting and the state's Department of Education. We wanted to give our educators tools to help inspire kids to be excited about learning science and math, and to teach kids about the variety of jobs in the state where we really need to develop a trained workforce. So we developed a pilot interactive video series around a handful of professionals who are engaged in STEAM careers in West Virginia. A researcher, a nurse, a pipe fitter, a couple forensic scientists, and an artist.
Every object in the world, when something is manufactured, that all involves an artist being very involved with making it. So even if it's at the process of somebody designing it, or making it on a computer, or making a model, all those things involve the hand of an artist.
STEAM is a series of short, interactive videos, and the target audience is middle school students. Can you talk a little about the first time you shared these videos with students, and what was their reaction?
Sure, I would love to. And to be clear, we haven't released this to the public yet. We expect it to be public and ready for teachers and students by about the middle of October. But in the process of building this first set of videos, or what we hope will be the first set, we realized somewhere along the line that we really need to talk with our target audience and get their input and guidance. So, with the help of our education consultant, Margaret Miller, we went into some schools and asked 6th and 8th grade classes for help. You know, their questions were great. The most common ones were, how much schooling does this require? What schools can I go to? How much money will I make? Are there travel opportunities? Job security? These kids were so smart, especially as a group. Overall, they really just wanted more professions to choose from. You know, we're starting with just 5, but the kids wanted like 30. So before talking with them, we were really focusing on the lives of the professionals we were profiling, what inspired them, those kinds of things. And the kids really pointed out that we were missing some of the basic nuts and bolts, facts that are really easy to find out and list. So it really focused our efforts in serving that community.
I think one of the funner things was at the end of one kid did mention immediately, he was like, well, I want to be a pipe fitter. And to me, that's the goal. It's like we just encouraged a kid who probably didn't know what he wanted to do, saw the video of the pipe fitter, and said, well, that might be for me.
Why don't you talk a little about the pipe fitter video as a specific example?
Sure. We found this great subject, Matthew McGinnis. He's an apprentice at the Plumber and Pipe Fitter School in Morgantown. Really articulate, young, really smart guy from Fairmont. So we interviewed him about how he became interested in the trades and what his day-to-day is like, and we collected a lot of footage of various activities you would encounter on the job, welding, soldering, rigging 600-pound pipe to a crane, that sort of thing. And then we intercut those elements.
At the end of the day, when everybody's packing up to go home, I can turn and look over my shoulder and I can actually see what I have done. And I know that in the future, it's actually going to be utilized for something. It's going to perform some action that is going to benefit someone in some way, and that means a lot to me.
I think it's important to realize that these videos are not only for the kids, they're also for the teachers. So that has always been, that's been the trickiest part of doing these videos, is finding curriculum that fits within jobs that we find within West Virginia.
Exactly. So with each of these videos, we include details about how McGinnis, our pipe fitter apprentice, for example, is using things he started to learn in the middle school on the job. So practical applications of what kids are learning in school. And that's where the interactive part comes in.
Okay, well, today we are going to use the Pythagorean theorem to determine the length of a copper pipe that we need to go between two 45 degree angles to offset our pipe from one line to another, staying parallel.
And now this is where I need your help. I need you to take the square root of 45 and get the answer and let me know so I know how long to cut my pipe to finish my project.
We have a team of curriculum writers as well. So as we roll through these careers, these various job careers, we pass it along to our curriculum writers who write full curriculum for the classroom after the video is watched. Mm-hmm.
You know, we really think the STEAM Interactive Web Series is something our organization is uniquely positioned to provide for kids in West Virginia. We're really excited about this opportunity.
Glynis and Chuck, thank you.
It's been our pleasure, Roxy.